Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
Continue to have big goals and you will eventually get to that point where you're playing in the big leagues. Best ever listeners, before we get into today's episode, I want to mention Trevor McGregor. Trevor is a real estate results coach. I've been paying him and working with him for years now. He actually is responsible for giving me the idea to do a podcast. So it's not only about transactions that he gives advice on, how to find more deals, how to make more money, but also how to build a holistic plan around your real estate entrepreneurship endeavors. That's what I love about working with Trevor, that and being held accountable for what I say I'm going to do and actually making sure that I follow through and do it. I feel like I'm a pretty results-oriented, accountable kind of person, but it's always nice to have someone who's there guiding you along the way and giving you strategy as well as psychology tips for how to deal with, you know, the things that come up as a real estate entrepreneur. Trevor has made a wonderful offer for the best ever listeners, and that is that he's offering a free coaching session. Go to coachwithtrevor.com. That's coachwithtrevor.com. Highly recommend him. I've worked with him before. I'm currently working with him right now as my business, as my real estate investing coach. Highly recommend you do the same. Take him up on his offer. Get a free coaching session. coachwithtrevor.com. Best ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the best real estate investing advice ever show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is a show where we cut out the fluff. We don't do it. We don't talk about any of that fluffy stuff. We only talk about the real estate advice that moves your business forward. And today is Friday. Happy Friday. And because it's Friday, we're doing Follow Along Friday. Now, with Follow Along Friday, I'm going to be talking about what I've got going on in my entrepreneurial endeavors, my real estate investments, as well as observations or lessons I've learned this week. And I want to start out with a story. The story is about my brother's company, my brother, Nick Fairless. He is my oldest brother. He's 12 years older than me. I'm 33. He's 45. And he's had this company for 9 years. The company is DoorDevil. And you can go check it out, DoorDevil.com. And they're actually going to be a sponsor on the show starting late March for a couple months. And DoorDevil is a product that you install inside your doorframe to defend your house against kick-in burglary attacks. A lot of break-ins happening across the U.S., and a lot of them have the bad guy or gal, I assume it's usually a guy, kicking in your front door. That's because there's just like a little piece of wood that reinforces the doorframe so that the deadbolt, once it pushes through that little piece of wood inside your doorframe, boom, your whole front door gets busted out. Well, my brother has been trying to get into a large retailer for quite some time. We eventually got a meeting with Ace Hardware last summer, and it went really well. He's had this company for over 8 years. It's sold incredibly well online, but you know, when you get a retail distribution, then that could be a game changer for your company as a small business owner. So he's been focused on getting it into a retailer, large nationwide retailer. We got a meeting with Ace. It went well. And that was a summer, and there were some product updates and new packaging and certain things that needed to get revised in order to have it ready for Ace. And so that's what they've been up. That's what they've been working on up until this point. And just this past weekend, there was a huge, huge seminar conference in Las Vegas for Ace and the vendors, for, you know, the Ace store owners, because there some are owned by Ace, some of the Ace stores are owned by Ace, and some are franchise, individually owned. And there was a huge conference for, you know, the products to be showcased there. Well, in planning for that conference, the most impressive thing that my brother could do was to show the effectiveness of a Daredevil. And so what they did is they pinched their pennies and put, they meaning my brother and my dad. My dad is his business partner in this. They pinched their pennies and saved up enough and built a big old trailer with a, like a battering ram, because SWAT teams actually tried to knock down a Daredevil enforced front door in their training exercises. And the battering ram doesn't even do it. It takes the whole door frame off, but not the door, after many, many tries. So they wanted to showcase this because, boy, it's one thing to talk about it. It's another to actually see it in action. Well, they were really pumped about this. They created this. Well, they hired a family friend to create this trailer that had the battering ram and this door frame. And you push this magic button and boom, the door gets nailed with this big old battering ram at a tremendously high velocity. But lo and behold, the door does not get kicked in, showing the product benefit firsthand and then getting a sale thereafter. That was the plan. But here's what happened. During the paperwork, something got mixed up. I still not exactly sure what, and they aren't either. But their booth size went from a very large area where they could showcase this device and show the Daredevil in action to sharing one very small booth with another vendor. They were distraught, to put it mildly. Yeah, it was a huge blow. So that certainly put a big damper on things, and they were upset. They were upset about it. So this weekend, the conference comes, and they drive from Dallas, Texas, where they're based, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas, to Las Vegas. They have all their stuff, and then they proceed to do the conference. Well, I call them afterwards, because I wasn't able to make the conference, and sometimes I help them with like marketing stuff or just overall advice on growing their business. And so I wanted to call and check in and see how the conference was going. And my dad answered, and he said, "Oh my gosh, it was tremendous." I said, "Tremendous? What do you mean it's tremendous? I thought you guys didn't have that big old booth space. Like, what's going on?" He said, "Well, the vendor that we had to share with, that we were just, you know, placed with by the luck of the draw, they are a manufacturer's representative across all 2,800 Ace hardware stores. And they love our product. We spent 3 days with them, and they're going to be representing us to all the 2,800 Ace stores and attempt to get placement in all those stores." And what I wanted to mention here, and the reason I brought this up, is because when we come across issues that we perceive to be issues, and then we continue to power through them, experience the experiences that we're supposed to have, and come out on the other side, very often does something like this happen. And the lesson that I took away from it, I mean, there's so many lessons to take away from this, but the lesson that I took away from it is to have faith in the process. You know, this by no means is a overnight sensation, because my brother's been working at it for 8 years. But you continue to take the right steps, continue to take the right action, continue to surround yourself with the right people, and continue to strive for a higher level of achievement. I'm reading The Millionaire Real Estate Agent, and Gary Keller talks about having big goals. Continue to have big goals, and you will eventually get to that point where you're playing in the big leagues. And it's really a matter of one or two connections and a whole lot of work that's involved. I was listening to an interview, and they were talking about how Gary Vaynerchuk talks about it's ridiculous how in our culture, you know, people will come up to him and they'll be like, "Man, I've been doing this for 6 months. Like, how come I'm not famous?" It's like, well, that's because you haven't been doing it for 6 years. Come back to me in 6 years, and then let's talk about how the progress you've made. You know, and I interview a lot of best ever guests who have experience more than 6 years. You know, maybe I've interviewed someone with over 40 years experience. I've interviewed someone who's just starting out. I actually just interviewed a 22-year-old who's doing 7 flips every 3 months, and he started when he was 18. And by the way, that episode is coming out in about a month from now, in case you're wondering. The challenge with me doing those interviews with the 18 or the 22-year-old that I'm thinking the whole time is, I wonder if it gives a message that it happens so quickly and it's easy. And my concern is that if I focus when I'm having conversations with someone who is excelling at that level that quickly, my concern is if I focus on their achievements only, then that's not going to tell the whole story. So during those interviews especially, and I hope you have picked up on this, I'm sure you have, during those interviews, I want to also shed light on the scary stuff, the negative stuff. And I try to find it. And sometimes with someone who's just starting out, it hasn't reared its ugly head yet, but I try to at least talk about some of the cautionary tales from other people who have been in those similar situations to kind of level the playing field a little bit. And with all of this, you know, with my brother, with, you know, people who are in real estate and achieving at high levels, it's important that as we go through our real estate endeavors and our adventure, that we do have faith in the process. I'm a huge believer of Tony Robbins saying that life happens for us and not to us. And you are one or two steps away from playing in the big leagues if you're not already. It's just a matter of first having faith that you'll get there, and then second, taking the right steps to get to that point. And, you know, there's a whole lot of guests on the show that you can model after. Highly recommend that you reach out to the guests who are on the show and learn from them, add value to their life. If they wrote a book, it's so easy just to like record a YouTube video of a book review and then post it. You know, just something as small as that, like a 2-minute video, would do wonders for your karma points with them. Find something you can do to add value to their life and then model after them. It might be a monetary transaction too with the add value to life, but whatever you need to do, that's my suggestion to you, is to, if you haven't already, continue to reach out to best ever guests and then just learn from them, because they wouldn't be on the show if they didn't want to help you, if they didn't want to educate, if they didn't want to teach others based on their experience. Now, some might be more willing than others, because I do interview a whole lot of people every year, but certainly the majority of them should be willing to spend a little bit of time with you, or maybe an email exchange or something, to have a mutually beneficial relationship. So that's what I want to mention. Have faith and model after others, and and then make it happen. The other thing I want to talk about is what I've got going on with my entrepreneurial endeavors. With the 250 units and the 168 units, both of those, it is tax season, so we're getting the K-1s out to the investors this week. And with the 155 units, we've raised 1.7 million and change. We have 1.9 total to raise. I had a couple investors who initially committed, but then they had a life circumstance. Both of them had different life circumstances happen. And so now I'm closing the gap on about 200,000 for this project, 155 units. So I'm speaking to investors about that. And then lastly, I'd say the goals that I've got going on for this month, I'm on track for most of them. I'm certainly on track to have the 168 unit under contract, on track for the sponsor this month. It's actually going to be DoorDevil. And by the way, if you go to DoorDevil and when you buy it, if you put in the code Best Ever, BESTEVER, then you'll get a 20% off on your purchase. The goal of my getting one client this month, I will be doing that. I'm finalizing that with someone. And I've got the goal of 130,000. There's the real number. 130,000 downloads for this month. And right now I am at 31,000 downloads. And I record this usually on Wednesdays. So on Friday, when you're listening to this, I will have more than that. Finish The Millionaire Real Estate Agent. I'm reading that book. Wonderful book. Talked about that last week. Go buy it. Read it. Gary Keller, Jay Papasan. Really good book for an entrepreneur and real estate agent especially, but entrepreneur if that's what you got going on. Website is launching this. We'll launch that probably in about 3 weeks. That's going to be really fun, and I'm excited about that. Just did a photo shoot yesterday. Running 100 miles this month, and well, I need to average 3.22 miles a day, and I am averaging 3.15 as I speak right now. But you know what? I'm like really close to averaging the right average. I'll make that happen. And then the Best Ever book that I'm writing with a co-author, Theo Hicks. He and I are finalizing that, and that will be going live by the end of the month as well. That's what we're anticipating. So lots of fun stuff happening. Hope you had a wonderful time today with this conversation. Hope you took away something. That's the most important thing, taking away one thing from this. Hope you have a best ever weekend, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. My friend Michael Blanc has an ebook that you'll want to download. It's called The Secret to Raising Money to Buy Your Next Apartment Building. If you're interested in getting started with apartment buildings but don't have the cash or credit to do it yourself, then this ebook's for you, and it's free. Text the word SECRET, SECRET, to the number 38470. That's SECRET, and text it to 38470.